First, the Privacy Protection Initiative. The Missouri Constitution currently states that citizens, quote, shall be secure in their persons, papers, homes, and effects from unreasonable searches and seizures, and no search warrants shall be issued without probable cause and without describing the person, place, or thing to be seized. If passed by voters, electronic data and communications would be added to those protected items. The proposal was initially co-sponsored by GOP House member Paul Kirtman of Franklin County.
I think most people understand that with the emails that they have and with the text messages that they're sending, with all the communications that we have, I think that people are going to understand that this particular proposal is just a way for us to bring our Constitution in line with today's technology. That's really all it is. It's a common sense issue.
The GOP-penned proposal is also backed by the American Civil Liberties Union, which often butts heads with Republican politicians. Jeffrey Mittman is executive director of the ACLU of Missouri. He says the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling requiring a search warrant before police can search someone's cell phone is a step in the right direction, but that Missouri's proposed constitutional amendment will go further.
There are technological and digital and electronic communications that go beyond our cell phones. The kind of information we might share on Facebook or tweets we might send, all of those are deserving of and need the robust protections that we expect.
The ballot measure received strong support from both Republicans and Democrats during this year's legislative session, although some House Democrats voiced concerns over whether it's necessary to change the Constitution to protect emails and other electronic data. The Missouri Sheriff's Association is officially neutral, although their executive director, Mick Covington, says they feel there's nothing within the proposal that would infringe or harm their ability to serve the public. Missouri voters will also decide whether to create a new lottery ticket that would be used to help fund the state's veterans' homes, cemeteries, and outreach programs. If passed, the Missouri Lottery would begin selling the special ticket by July 1st of next year, and all net proceeds, about 25 cents of every dollar, would be deposited in the state's Veterans Commission Capital Improvement Trust Fund. The legislation creating the ballot measure was sponsored by GOP House member Sheila Solon of Blue Springs.
The lottery ticket will restore full funding for our veterans outreach programs, which has been dramatically cut due to shortfalls in funding.
Solon also says Missouri's 7 veterans homes are at capacity and that more than 1,800 vets are currently on a waiting list hoping to someday move in.
And also, it hopefully would help us to build up that fund so that we could maybe build a new home. Our veterans are aging. We're having a growing number of our Vietnam veterans now who are needing care at our veterans' homes.
The Missouri Veterans Commission is officially neutral on the proposal, but their spokesman, Daniel Bell, says commission members would be happy to have any money derived in an appropriate manner that would help veterans in Missouri. The proposal did receive some heavy criticism on the House floor earlier this year from Democrat Jeremy LaFavor of Kansas City. He called the proposed lottery ticket an inefficient way to fund veterans' needs. If passed, Missouri would join Illinois, Iowa, and Kansas in selling lottery tickets that fund the needs of veterans. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.